From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. UN peace talks aimed at ending the war in Syria started in Geneva Friday, despite a boycott by the main Syrian opposition group. The talks began Friday afternoon with a meeting at the UN offices in Geneva between Special Envoy to Syria Staffan de Mistura and a Syrian government delegation headed by the Syrian ambassador to the UN. After the meeting, de Mistura said he hoped to meet with representatives of the opposition group, the Higher Negotiations Committee, on Sunday.
The best way to actually discuss the implementation of important signals towards the population of Syria is to come to Geneva. And of course, be also an occasion of talking about what we call the political process.
The HNC said it would send a small team of representatives to Geneva late Saturday to talk with UN officials, but not to negotiate. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayer services. As Edward Uranian reports, five people died and 18 were wounded.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al-Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The outbreak of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to travel to Brazil later this year for the Olympics. That could make the Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when visitors return home. Dr. Beth Bell of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told VOA that for most people, the virus is not a problem, but it can also cause babies to be born with a serious condition called microcephaly. She says authorities are trying to help infected countries find out more about the disease.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping the Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil. That condition results in abnormally small heads in newborns and as smaller brains. There is no treatment for microcephaly. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said Friday he is extremely alarmed about allegations that continue to surface in the Central African Republic about sexual exploitation and abuse of minors. Zaid Raad Al-Hussein said in a statement that most of the alleged crimes took place in 2014, but only came to light in recent weeks. A joint UN team in the CAR recently interviewed four girls who said they had been sexually assaulted and exploited by foreign soldiers. Rupert Colville is a spokesman for the High Commissioner.
Four of the girls said their abusers were attached to contingents operating as part of the European Union operation, known as EUFOR. Two of the girls interviewed said they were raped by EUFOR soldiers, and the two other girls said they were paid to have sexual relationships with other EUFOR soldiers.
The nationalities of the soldiers were not clear, but three of the four girls believed their abusers were members of the Georgian EUFOR contingent. The U.S. economy, the world's largest, barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. The Commerce Department reported Friday that the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending, investment cutbacks by businesses, and slowing exports. For all of 2015, the U.S. economy advanced 2.4%. That's the same as in 2014 and just slightly ahead of the 2.1% average since 2010. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.